At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Good to have you on board. Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In this hour, we will get into today's Major League Baseball card, a little bit of that coming up, some future bets that I made over the weekend. We have great action tonight in the playoffs, the NBA, the NHL, and we have in-pocket plays coming up in 45 minutes from right now. Kicking this hour off with a little, I don't want to overreact, but, and I'll begin here, Paulie, I don't want to overreact, but the Timberwolves-Nuggets series is over. Now, I say that half tongue-in-cheek, half seriously. Like, I'm somewhat kidding, I'm somewhat serious. If this was a hot take show and not a sports betting network, I'd go off for 4 minutes about why the series is over with. I can't get that far with it. But if the Wolves win this game tonight, the Nuggets are not going to come back and beat this team 4 games out of 5. I don't see that happening. I think it's a really bad potential matchup here for the Nuggets. Again, going back to last year, when the Nuggets went on that run, looking back, reflecting back at the championship, when they were asked about the most difficult opponent, they said it was Minnesota. And they took them out, what, in 5 games? So this team was built to beat Denver. They have the makeup. They have the talent. They have the depth, which is the big-time key to me here. And I think they have to be favored for... Now, they can... Obviously, they're 5.5-point dog tonight. But I think if they win this game tonight, the series is over with.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to overreact, but I don't think the NBA, the WNBA, is ready for what's coming. Over the weekend, the Chicago Sky played the Minnesota Lynx in a preseason game. It wasn't available on TV or streaming. More than 400,000 people watched it on this gal's iPhone who shot it in the stands.
Yeah, yep.
And this is, they don't know what they're getting into. And I know, I love what the Lynx coach said after the game. It is not business as usual. We have got to be ready and step our game up. And that goes whether regarding travel, whether you're talking about how things are going to be handled with the media, because now you got Michael Jordan in your league. And between, and it doesn't just stop with Caitlin Clark. You got Angel Reese, the Cardasco girl. Look at this. It's the Chicago Sky and the Minnesota Lynx and 400,000 people. It's got us up to 440. Where this gal's streaming it on her iPhone because people thought it was supposed to be available and watch it, and then last second it wasn't? And that many people watch it, she's just streaming the preseason game? Get ready for this, because they start a week from tomorrow is Caitlin Clark's first game, and they've never... Because remember what the Brittany Griner stuff, with what she was concerned about with the travel when she played, and these gals make like $70,000 a year? It's a whole new world now. And you better step your game up. And I don't know if they're ready for it, but it cannot be business as usual, what they've done in the past. Yep. That's not going to fly.
We said this. I brought it up on the air during her run with Iowa during March Madness. I'm like, you better get ready for this because, first of all, people that have never watched it and certainly who have never bet on it, like in the content creation space and the sports betting stuff outside of this network, it's going to be, I'm an expert. I know what's going on in the WNBA. They're going to get clicks on this stuff, and they probably never watched a game ever. We are going to spend a lot of time on it starting next week. How sports books have put up props and been ready for this now. The Westgate here in town, they have a ton. It's awesome. The creativity that they came up with for Caitlin Clark props for the season. They're trying to attack it like they're ready for it. And other books as well. But do you know what the viewership is going to be right away for her first games out of the gate?
Yeah.
I wonder what...
They pushed it back because of the... Yeah, with the Knicks series too.
Yeah.
Because with the... They had to push the game six, if it goes six, had to push one of them back with her first home game, yeah?
Yep, I don't want to overreact, but the opening series price for OKC Dallas was outrageous. Opening up a pick'em for the one seed, they just swept New Orleans, and Dallas had to go six games with the Clippers. Now, here's the part that I don't get, right? Dallas getting a lot of credit for taking out the Clippers, even though Kawhi was a non-factor the entire time or didn't even play. Yet, OKC, people watching that series still skeptical because there was no Zion Williamson? How does that mesh? How does that make any sense? Again, it's because people spend so much time talking about the Lakers, the Suns, and the Warriors throughout the season. They sleep on these other teams. I'm telling you, I watched a broadcast in the playoffs, round one, national TV, and the analysts on the game sounded as if they were surprised, as if that was the first time they'd ever watched OKC play the entire year. $1.10. They might lose the series, but $1.10, I get it. They're taking on a red-hot Mavericks team.
They're going to get punished down low.
Go back and look at who the Mavericks played when they got super hot.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Nuggets on a buzzer-beating left-handed skyhook by Kyrie Irving. That was pretty much the only good team they beat during this streak, in this hot stretch. I don't know. They're getting a lot of... Give them credit. They deserve it. But the competition was very weak.
I don't want to overreact, but again, Game 7 delivers in the NHL every single year. There's two angles here. The drama, one mistake can cost you and send you home, and how easy it is with unders. I mean, you look what happened. It's 1-1 late, 1-1 at the end of two, and then a 2-1 final in the Dallas game. There's no score in the third period in the Boston-Toronto game. Even look at the Game 6s. The Nashville game and then the Dallas and Vegas, both games were scoreless in the third period. But again, just the drama and what we get to watch that. And I love that they swallow the whistle too. And there's no penalties. And that was a big thing too in this series with the Bruins. But I love how they let them play. You got to kill somebody to get a penalty. And Game 7 lived up to the hype again and the drama and how it ends in overtime. And the great job by Sean McDonough to point out, a lucky bounce. It seems though it's always decided with a fluke play or a bounce here. Bam. It happens with the Pastrnak goal. It also seems it either happens right away or the thing goes two or three overtimes, and it's a marathon. So excellent. And Game 7 delivers again. Well done, NHL.
I thought Game 6 was maybe the best game of the entire playoffs. I on Friday night, Golden Knights and the Stars. I thought it was fantastic. Sean McDonough, by the way,
is so good.
One of the best of all time.
Yes.
He's so good.
I agree.
I don't want to overreact, but the Maple Leafs will never, ever, ever win the cup in our lifetime. And maybe this is the jinx that the organization needs, right? But how many times do you have to go through this where they disappoint year in and year out, and it ends the same way every single time to get to a Game 7, to have that powerful offense every single time and to have that good of a power play, and then it just completely disappears come playoff time. Why would it change? Why? And again, I hope I'm wrong on this. Wife has some family up there. It's a great city. Those are incredible fans. They love that team. They are the Dallas Cowboys of Canada. You called that last week. I think that's probably apropos. But that's not going to happen. They need a major overhaul and to retool pretty much everything. Otherwise, it's never going to happen.
All right. Keep the camera on Mitch, please. $210 million bet was a record. Derby Day card, 288. Most watched since 1989, up 13% from last year. I don't want to overreact, but I've had enough of the Kentucky Derby. I'm sick of it.
Why?
It's enough already.
It's 2 minutes.
Oh, we got controversy again. How about that? Imagine explaining to the casual fan or someone who isn't hardcore about what transpired at the end of that race again with Forever Young. Now, I know Chris Massera, who did a great job and was on with us Friday, he was talking about it for a day. I reached out to Paul Bovey about it because he won't shut up about what happened. But it's like with the interference and what happened there with the jockeys going back and forth and the horses bumping and still nothing happened. And then, oh, guess what? Guess what? Lieutenant Dan, he's probably not going to run in the Preakness now, too, because of the stud fees and what's going to happen. How many times is this going to happen now? Mm. So he wins the Derby, but he's probably not even going to run in the Preakness. Strike two. Strike three. All these people we talked to, so smart. No one had the winner. That's another one.
Well, that's also horse racing for you.
And then the pomp and the circumstance and the hype and the pregame and what are you wearing and mint juleps and all this. And then it's all the 2 minutes and it's over like that. Buildup.
But isn't that the best part about it, though?
I can't do it. That for me, that.
Well,
that,
you've never been to Del Mar either, though, so you're the wrong guy to talk to about this.
But the other thing, though, and I love animals. I mean, they shoot these horses up with so many drugs and the Baffert crap as well. It's like I don't even want to talk about the sport after what happened the last few years at Santa Anita as well and what they do. About how many horses, what happens with horses, because what they shoot in these poor animals as well, because it's all about the speed and let's win, and there's so much money involved, and what it all costs, and look the other way, and all this other stuff. It's just, oh my God. Now he's not even going to run in the Preakness. It's, the whole thing's ridiculous.
No, it's once a year. It's 2 minutes on a Saturday. It leads into the hockey and the NBA playoffs. Maybe you should go to it once to change your perspective on it.
I wouldn't want to go. It sounds like a mess.
I don't think that you'd fit in very well. You'd be nervous the entire time.
All you can eat and drink.
You have that big of a problem.
You didn't
with
think
it,
there was. You didn't. You had a problem. What'd you think of the ending?
Well, I had Anna Marie first of all, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
And I watched that horse specifically out of the gates.
Yeah.
Did not have a good break, but also it was sandwiched immediately, and I thought the same thing was going on to my horse, where the other two jockeys were grabbing at that horse right away, and I never saw a good replay on it. Why would I? Because Anna Marie was never in the mix. So the same thing that Chris Mastero and others are saying about what happened to Forever Young happened to my horse, but nobody mentioned it.
The jockey's grabbing the other jockey. What is that all about?
Yeah,
it's lunacy what happened there at the end.
I don't want to overreact, but season 4 of The Boys is released June 13th on Amazon Prime.
Oh, good.
I have not been this excited for the next season of any TV show since Breaking Bad, and that includes Game of Thrones.
Oh,
that's how much I like the first 3 seasons of The Boys. And I will say this, if you don't like the show, it doesn't mean that we can't be friends. But if you do like the show, or if you love the show, The Boys, that probably means that we can be really good friends at some point, because the humor is so dark and it's so over the top in a really well done way. And the acting on top of it, like Anthony Starr, who plays Homelander, I was obsessed with a show called Banshee. I'm like, I got to see what else this guy has done. I find out he's the guy who plays Homelander. I'm on it the next day. I watched all 3 seasons in 3 days. That's how good I thought it was.
Beautiful.
Up next, we'll get into some Major League Baseball and some long shots that I bet over the weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, round two. Here we go. And a tough assignment for the Boston Bruins. Congratulations. You won a game seven. Short turnaround. Now you take on Florida. Same thing for the Dallas Stars. Check it out. Everything you want. The write-ups. Ton of information. You'll be blown away every day. VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. Check it out today. VSiN.com.
Some pretty wild stuff going on right now in Major League Baseball. The stuff with the Seattle Mariners is absolutely crazy, which we'll touch on here in a minute.
The Phillies keep doing it in the first five.
Yeah.
I think it's 17-1.
It's 18-1-1 last 20.
That would, oh, thank you.
For the first five, and they were plus money last night, first five, because it was Logan Webb going, but he got rocked again last night against Philadelphia, and they won yet again. So a couple of bets that I made over the weekend. Long shots here. I'm looking at the standings right now in the American League West. Seattle is in front. They're 19-15. They're up by half a game over Texas. 2.5 back with the Mariners. It's not Houston. It's not the Angels. It's the Oakland A's. And they lost one yesterday. It wasn't pretty. They got blown. They got to get that guy out of the rotation. Boyle, he's got to go. I think he's by far the weakest link. Other than that, they're actually pretty good. I know, right?
Major League, yep.
They're a game below 500 now, but they're 2.5 back of first place. Now, the only thing that I could find over the weekend anywhere was top two exacta finishes. I want to find top three. If anybody's going to offer top three division finishes in Major League Baseball, because here's what I bet. I bet the Mariners to finish first and the A's to finish second. Mm. I bet the A's to finish first, Mariners to finish second, and I did the same thing with the Rangers and the A's. Now, do I think that the A's are going to win that division? No. Do I think that they can finish in second place? Possibly. Do I think they could finish in third place? Absolutely. Again, there's a chance the Astros, because of their pitching, could be bad this year. Also, the Angels might be in the mix to have the most losses by the end of the year. No Mike Trout anymore, and their pitching staff has gone into the tank. So what I would like to find is the exact of Seattle 1, Texas 2, A's 3, and then Rangers 1, Mariners 2, A's 3. If I could find that, but I can't so far. Anyway, every bet that I made was 200-1 or 250-1. They're not going to win it, I don't think. That would really be, I mean, they're like 80-1 to win the division as we speak. 150-1's on the screen right now. Okay, so almost double that. But I think they're also sneaky good. Have you seen what their closer is doing, Mason Miller?
Yes.
He has a negative FIP.
Yeah.
Which I've never heard of before.
No one wants him. The Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas A's. And they were supposed to be the worst team in the league. And they're playing 500 ball.
Yeah. So, and they have an easy schedule here.
Uh-huh.
I did bet them all three games against the Marlins this weekend. Won two of them, lost yesterday. But they took money, I think, at every one of those games as well. So I thought the whole month of May was, again, in particular, pretty weak for them, especially if the Astros kind of stink this year. But
Are they going to pull out of this? I mean, this is surprising. 12-22.
So here's the deal, right? The Astros' power rating. Did you notice who was going yesterday to tie into this Mariners angle? Bryce Miller was pitching for the Mariners, who's been awesome. Hunter Brown was going for the Astros. Hunter Brown was taking money. He's the worst starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. And the Mariners can't hit. But because Miller and that pitching staff has been so good, they won the first five. They were up 3-0. They eventually trailed in the game, but they came back, got to the Astros' pen, and they won the game 5. How is Hunter Brown favored anywhere against anybody? He's been that bad. So make sure you keep an eye on that. What would that be? 4 days from now, the next time Hunter Brown probably is scheduled to go. Miller eventually did give up all four of those runs, but before the game, what a tweet this is from Codify Baseball. After the game on Saturday, it was a total of 20 earned runs allowed by Seattle Mariners starting pitching in their last 21 starts. And he goes, I can't even believe I'm typing this right now.
Yeah.
Say what?
Wild. Yes. Fun start to the season. A lot of good stories.
Now they're playing at the Twins today with Castillo, right. And the Twins finally had their 12-game winning streak snapped.
Yep. They finally got beat. So Minnesota wins 12 in a row. And at the time, they were still in fourth place. Now they're up to second. But I know we were talking to guys with the Derby, watching the Derby, about look at this division. Can't you get a good price on the Royals? They're playing great ball. They're 20-15. But it coincides with the hot start with Detroit, what Cleveland's done, and Minnesota was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota with their long winning streaks. So that's a great division. I do find it, I really think the Orioles, no, the price, forget it, gone. But I really think the Orioles are going to win the East.
Oh, they're a machine.
I mean, they are. They got off to the slow start. Now they're 23-11. And you know who blew a bunch of saves. So what could their record really be if they got their act together from the get-go? And then I'm also going to add, I'm going to add some Phillies today to win the division. I've seen enough. Man, they're good. Because remember, the thing with the Phillies is they always get off to a slow start, and they screw around and play patty cake for a couple months. And it's like, okay, well, let's get down to business. Let's get serious. Even with Turner out, they're 24-11 in what they've done with their pitching. And your guy Suarez and how good they've been. So, yeah, Atlanta, but without Strider, they're 2.5 games up on them. I think you can get a good price on the Phillies, and I would recommend take – I'm a definite believer in the Phillies and that they're going to be a force in the National League.
Totally agree. And by the way, Wheeler's going today, and he gets – well, it was Wheeler Sanchez now, because I've actually seen both, so I stand corrected. And it was TBD for the Giants in this game. It's the fourth game of a four-game series here for the Phillies and the Giants. But it is, you can go Wheeler, Nola, and Ranger Suarez have been better than all of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just now like a luxury item that kind of fell into their lap. And Ranger Suarez has been good over the years, not this good. So if he can somehow have a year like this, a totally career year in this offense, and you're exactly right, Paulie, what do we always hear? It's like, what, June Schwarber, watch out for June. This whole team has been awesome out of the gates, best record in baseball. And you know, why can't they win that division ahead of the Braves with no Spencer Strider?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking him out of the rotation every single 5 days.
Not that I'm rooting for it, but can you really trust Sale to stay healthy too?
No.
That's another one. He's been great, but you know, come on. I live and breathe. It's something's going to happen. The bad luck he's had.
And what does that tell you about the Dodgers this weekend with a 3-game sweep over the Braves?
Yep.
So,
Tani, couple bombs, sure.
They have not lost yet in this month. Again, it's going to be one of those things where we do the whole monthly most wins every single month bet. And probably every single month it's going to be, well, Dodgers are right there, or they're going to win the month by like 2 or 3 games. But you're going to get zero value on that team just because they're a machine, too.
And the second-place team will probably finish 500, so the division's going to be over early. The other one is the Cubs pitching again. Assad was solid again, and that's a good division. At least teams off to a good start as well. But Cubs appear to have a good outfit as well.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Yep.
Today, the Tigers get the Guardians. And by the way, I did bet the Royals a while back at 7-1 to win that division. They're good, like you said.
I took it, too. Yeah, I didn't get 7-1, but that's – and this is before the Twins got hot, too, but I know you tweeted you loved Duran's entrance. How good is that?
Oh, he comes out.
Much better than Diaz. Take your stupid truck.
Way better. Way better.
Who cares? They turn the lights off. They come out to the smoke. And
the cell phones
fire
are all
and everything.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really well done. I hope that's going to be a thing the entire year for night games for him when he comes in. But the Tigers are getting the Guardians today. It's Flaherty going against McKenzie.
Oh, Flaherty, a strikeout machine.
Now, it wasn't just his last game, by the way. So Flaherty had 14 his last start. He's 5-1 to the over in his K prop this year. He's had games of 7, 8, 10, 6, and 14 to go over because his prop was as low as 5.5 earlier on in the season.
Like he's throwing a wiffle ball.
I know. The problem, the Indians, listen to me, the Guardians only strike out 19.9% of their at-bats. That's the fifth best mark in all of Major League Baseball. One that I would watch today, Reagans goes for the aforementioned Royals against the Brewers. He's 4-3 over his K prop. He's had 9 twice, 8, and 7 Ks. The Brewers strike out almost 26% of the time against lefties. That's the seventh most in Major League Baseball. And the Royals lay $1.42 this morning at home against the Brew Crew. You have Walker Buehler making his return tonight for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He goes against the Marlins. Walker Buehler, first start in many, many months. And just by default, because they're so good, they're an enormous favorite in this game. Why would they not be? Again, the Marlins are one of the worst teams in baseball. So, did you bet anything else? Anything future-wise?
That's it for baseball. I did a little lower league soccer. And then I'm up to my ears in NBA.
NBA, yeah.
NBA, I can't lose. I have Boston. Well, I guess I could, but it's like, what are the Pacers going to get me? If they can, God bless them. I got Boston, I got Dallas, I got OKC, I got Minnesota, and I had, you know, I took some Denver because that was it. So
Western, I can't wait for the Western coverage to be over, just to get those tickets finally cashed. Mm-hmm. But I will say this about this again: the Celtics, they're laying what? First price I saw was -1600 against the Cavaliers.
Well, Jeff Sherman at the Westgate put up 2,000. I thought that was more realistic.
Yeah,
I was surprised there was some Cleveland action here. I mean, they're laying 11.5 in game one. You saw how bad Cleveland was.
Uh-huh.
You wanted this matchup? You tanked and you're down 18 in game seven at home? I mean, there's not much to, not to mention the Allen injury. Not much to like with Cleveland other than Mitchell, who was Superman. You still had to get that performance as Wagner's throwing up brick after brick. So
look, it's sports. I mean, upsets happen all the time. Is this going to go more than five games?
I'd be stunned.
It's a bad look for the Celtics if they don't close them out in five.
I agree.
So we'll get into tonight's playoff action up next. They swept the regular season, and now they're a medium-sized dog to win.
Ready to become your own sports betting expert? Look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription. Your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, and winning strategies. Limited time, annual subscription at a great price. Normally $240, you can get it just for $199, and we'll kick in 2 months for free. So that's 14 months, less than 50 cents a day. Promo code FT. A candy bar's a dollar now, $1.50. Get my whatchamacallit. Come on. Code FTM, unbeatable price. Every best bet, every host, every guest, 19 hours live programming. VSiN.com/subscribe. VSiN.com/subscribe.
How much is a candy bar at the F1? $60?
Probably, yeah. Especially if it's a big Kit Kat, something like that, or your big Twix. Sure, extortion. No doubt about it. This is great. I mean, with Boston, Bruins tonight, Celtics, Boston, and they just alternate for the next 11 days. Same thing with the Knicks and Rangers. And then, this is unfortunate, Tuesday, the Mavs and Stars play at the same time. But great for those three cities. And now that we go to round two, and this is a tough assignment for the Bruins. You win Saturday night in game seven in overtime, and now you got to take on the Panthers here, and they've been off for a week. But that's how it should be. You know, some of these guys complaining about, you know, oh, we're doing round two, and round one's not even finished. Okay, that should be a reward. I swept my opponent. I'm not going to – we have to play. Like, the NBA would have the day off Saturday if we didn't do that. So they've been off since a week. It's the classic – Russ versus rest scenario. But as you said earlier, Florida's a heavy favorite, and Boston swept them, winning all four games. Yes, two were in overtime, but certainly all the drama of what happened last year when they were the best team in NHL history and blew a 3-1 series lead, and Omar couldn't stop a beach ball.
Well, I think a lot of this stuff ties together, right, with this series, with the Oilers Canucks series, with the NBA. When you go to any like national mainstream media website and they have all of their experts on there making the picks, again, it's 23-1 in this series.
Outrageous.
One person picked Boston, 23 picked Florida.
Yeah.
And Boston swept them. Now, the scores, as you said, Paul.
I guess the guys on Sportsnet, every one of them picked Toronto, too. Like, one guy picked the Bruins.
Ooh.
I guess they're homers, but it's like guys on Sportsnet. Like, one guy picked Boston to win. They were favored.
Bruins won 3-2 in overtime, 3-1 the second time they played.
Yep.
4-3, which was by far the highest scoring game of the series.
March 26th.
And then the last time they played, April 6th, was 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah. And then Boston blew the division late.
That's right.
110 points to 109 points. They had that bad loss to end the season. So. But this is a lot of respect for Florida. Now, I do agree that if Bobrovsky continues to play like this, you know, check, please. It's over. Get the tee times booked. But if they stay out of the box and he continues to play like that, even though as hot as Swayman is, I don't think there's much he can do, because it's not like Boston did anything offensively to close out Maple Leaf series. So that, and that was also a dead team. You're up 3-1. They don't have their best player. You know, everyone's all over Marner. At least Nylander showed up, and that happened. So they were great against Tampa, and I don't think Tampa's a joke. I respect that organization. Absolutely, they made Vasilevsky look ridiculous, especially in the closeout game, so to win in five. But you see, Jeff Davis again here at Circa made it 210. He's got a 210 here. So no respect for the Bruins, even though they swept them.
The winner here going to get the winner of Rangers, Carolina.
Oh, and Jeff Davis. All right. How about that, Jeff? Rangers get it done in game one. It was fun.
It's one game out of a seven-game series.
Oh, yeah.
But that crowd was awesome, as it's going to be every single time at home for the Rangers here.
Yep. Well, fantastic. Special teams, right? Carolina, second in power play, and the number one penalty kill. Yet they were 0-5 on the power play, and the Rangers scored two power play goals. And the first two were exquisite, beautiful. Those first two goals were awesome by the Rangers. Beautiful passing. And that's, again, I think I could double-check my work. I have them 40-1 when they score four goals or more.
Well, here's another one,
Igor.
Too. Yeah. The every single person but one, also at ESPN.com, right, picked Edmonton?
Yes.
Okay, so 23 picked the Oilers, one picked the Canucks. Scores from the regular season series. All right. Now, they played three of these games were early on. Right?
I'm gonna let you go, but these are absolutely throw them out, mean nothing.
October 11th in Vancouver, Canucks 8-1.
First game.
October 14th at Edmonton, Canucks 4-3.
Yeah.
November 6th in Vancouver, Canucks 6-2. The last time they played April 13th in Edmonton, Canucks 1-3-1.
No McDavid.
Yeah.
Edmonton was a joke to start the season.
They were laughable.
Yeah, they fired their coach. They started 3-9. So that's a couple of the wins right off the bat. So I like what Jonathan Davis said about Draisaitl wants this, and it bothered them how they started the year, and they got the coach fired. What happened? And then McDavid doesn't play. So great. I love this Vancouver story, and good for them. But it comes down who's going to play goal and probably be the third string guy again. I mean, that is, again, it's historic what they did. Only the 72 Blackhawks were able to do this, to win a series in three different goalie starts. So, but this Edmonton power play again, it's fake. It's not fair. It's make believe what they're doing. If you go to the box, and what were they, 55% in the Kings series? 9-20 on the power play against the Kings. And the Kings had a great penalty kill, a top five penalty kill. So it's they only had 13 goals in the series against Nashville. Where's the offense going to come from? How are they going to do? How are they going to score against Edmonton? 260 series price, and they don't have home ice. Mamma mia.
Well, you're going to change your tune after one game if they score five goals on the Oilers.
That could happen.
And then you're going to blow up and say, typical Edmonton here.
Yep, Skinner, yeah, sure.
Yep. The goaltending goes bye-bye come this time of year, and what a joke.
Yep. I like what I saw, though, in stages of the Kings series, though. I mean, I didn't think that was possible. They shut him out, and they only had 13 shots, and he turned aside a ton of rubber. It was a blitzkrieg, and he had 30 saves. So I like that, but probably a lot of disrespect and not respecting the Kings, and they take them out every year, and L.A. hasn't won a series in 10 years, so there's probably a little bit of that. But 46-18-5 since the coaching change. First time since 92 they meet in the playoffs.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Well, I think one way to approach it, again, back to Jonathan Davis's angle with us a couple weeks back, I don't see it posted yet. It will be either later on today, certainly by tomorrow morning. But Draisaitl to go over 1.5. As he has said many times, I tailed him on that. I think there was one loser on that in the whole Kings series. And that was, it started out at plus 195, got down to like plus 155. But I think you have to go to battle with that. And if you like the Oilers to come out of the West, 25-1 on him for the Conn Smythe compared to Connor McDavid and his short number to win, you got to look at Draisaitl there.
I do know this. I love all these teams remaining in the matchups. We can't get a bad matchup that's left now. With the heavyweights in the East and the drama in the West, these are great matchups. If I could have made one change, I would have put Winnipeg in to beat Colorado. Just because then we had three Canada teams in the West and got to end this drought for good people in Canada. I haven't won since 93. Mm-hmm. But I liked that Winnipeg team. I loved Hellebuck, and they just got destroyed. But this, look at these matchups in the bracket. We're going to have a great conference final and great Stanley Cup no matter what happens.
Are you going to say that if we get Colorado-Vancouver?
No, I don't have a problem with
Dallas,
that.
Dallas-Vancouver?
No, it's a great story with Vancouver, what they're doing. Great defense, hot goaltending.
What number would you need to bet them to win the series? They're plus 220 as we speak.
Yeah, 3-1 probably. Because the Skinner angle, that could happen.
Mm?
Skinner could implode. You know, I've got to be concerned with what they couldn't do. I mean, Nashville wasn't a good team. And they couldn't do anything offensively. But maybe they find their game. You never know. But can you win 2-1, though, every game? I get maybe you can. with how well with the goaltending and the defense has been. I mean, that kid was awesome to close out Nashville.
I want to know how the narrative changes if Boston wins this game tonight and Vancouver takes game one for the from the Oilers. And let's say it's Vancouver 5-1, final score. I personally want to, I have nothing, no bets on that series. I kind of want to see that happen personally. I want to see Vancouver go out there and blitz them again and then see what the series price is after game one and how people are talking about the series then.
A tough turnaround for Dallas, too. Same thing. Yeah, you won game seven Sunday night. Okay, well, Tuesday, get ready for Colorado. Here they come. They had a week off as well.
Now, that series is just fantastic.
Ottinger has found his game, though. Scary. He had that bad start against the series, and I can't believe the champs won the first two in Dallas and couldn't win the series.
I know.
How about that?
I will say this.
Full marks to Dallas, though.
Colorado got anything they wanted against Winnipeg.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to happen against the Stars. Stars are going to make them work their tails off the entire time and grind it out. We saw that take place. The Stars were the better team, but that tells you, I guess, never underestimate the heart of a champion. The Golden Knights somehow took it to seven games, could have won.
I can't believe the sequence there in the first period. They missed a wide-open net.
How about Eichel?
They hit the post, and then they come down and score with a silly turnover. The ridiculous giveaway in their own end.
That was brutal.
Ah, instead of 1-0, you're losing then.
Eddie O called it on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
And then the studio show, they had to address it. Why he missed that open net. He didn't have his wrist turnover. Otherwise, it was going to be, he had 4 feet to work with there. He's going to think about that for the entire offseason. Yep. It's going to come back to haunt him. All right, In Pocket plays up next. We'll recap what it was like for us during the weekend and tell you what we're on today and moving forward here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
Hell of a game one performance from the Rangers. 3 first period goals on the way to the W. Under no good there. Easy winner. Game 7 under. No problem, right? The Dallas game and also Bruins and Leafs. Piece of cake. No score in the third period. Stars winner against the Knights. Nashville to win the series. Oh, we were live in that one, though. I mean, that was, it kept adding more. I mean, they lose all three games at home. One, they allowed 12 shots on goal, lost. They lost, what, 1-0 and 1-0 and what was it, 2-1? The epic choke, the other one. They're up 3-1 with 2 minutes
left. No doubt.
And lost in overtime.
Now, did you bet the Stars series price?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which one that was, though, going back.
I'll copy.
I think that was the series price one. It was 2-2.
The reason why I'm asking is because
I did not take any of Dallas down 0-2, though.
I hate myself. After they won Game 3, I thought about it. After they won Game 4, I definitely thought about it. I never pulled the trigger.
They dominated play in Game 3. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, to the new stuff. Eclectic mix, as always. We have League 2 playoffs today. Breaking news. One game was already postponed. Crawley Town? Waterlogged pitch? Come on. Bolton to be promoted. They won the first leg 3-1. So they should advance and make it to the final. And I like this Bolton team. And they'll play the winner of Peterborough United in Oxford. And Peterborough United lost 1-0. But I really like the Bolton Wanderers. $1.30 right now to get promoted. And League 2, Doncaster, they play today at 9:30 Pacific. You can watch it on ESPN+. Go get them. Now, they've won 10 in a row. And then we had them in the final game of the regular season. They're up 2-0 in the second half, and they got a red card and a man sent off. So I had the 2-2 draw. But they're on fire, and I love how they're playing. So they get the benefit of that Crawley match was supposed to go on before them, and now that's pushed back because of the waterlogged pitch. But Doncaster will be promoted 2-1. And you're right, we'll find out what you're made of. Season on the line. Denver first half, 3.5 against the T-Wolves tonight. Led it by 4 at halftime of game 1. And then Minnesota flexed their muscle and ran them out. So, see how Denver responds. Looking forward to this one. And this is ridiculous. This kid is 22 years old, Edwards. And he's playing like this. My God.
All right. Mariners Astros first 5 under on Friday. That was the number was 4 on that, plus 105. Got a couple of late runs there to push, so that was a refund, unfortunately. But the streak with the Mariners pitching, Miller again gave up the 4 runs yesterday, but besides that, I mean, goes back now 3 weeks. 20 starts allowed 21 runs. Never heard of that before for pitching staff. A's money line on Friday got there, $1.32 against the Marlins. Baseball pretty decent over the weekend. On to today's action. I'm on a handful of player props here. We ran this down earlier in the show. Jalen Brunson has been absolutely nails going back. In the series against the 76ers, reverse order, 41, 40, 37, and 39. Draw a line through that series. The rest of April in the regular season, he had 3 different 40-plus point games. He had 6 separate 35-plus point games. I think this is going to continue. It's a high total of 217, 217 and a half. They played in super high scoring games in the regular season. I get it. Things change in the playoffs. I'm going to go Jalen Brunson to score 35 plus, even money. Smaller unit size, I go Jalen Brunson to score 40 plus at plus 290. And a couple of props today in Major League Baseball. I'm surprised they put up 5.5 with Jack Flaherty, despite the numbers on the Guardians. They only strike out 20% of the time. Fifth fewest strikeouts in Major League Baseball percentage wise, but it's 5.5. He's 5-1 of the over, and again, some of his performances on the year, double digit K's at least twice, high teens a couple other times. I'll go Flaherty over. I think he's going to get 6 minus 105. And big fan of Cole Reagans. Matt Baskirgin on the show in about 45 minutes, he gave him out preseason as his pick for American League Cy Young. It's 6.5 today. The Brewers against lefties, they strike out 26% of the time, 7th most in Major League Baseball. His number is 6.5. Not crazy with the juice at all. That's why it's a play here today at minus 104. So we're going to go Reagans and Flaherty over their K-props today.
Don't miss out on the NBA playoff action at DraftKings. The menu, the selection, the props, incredible. Official sports betting partner of the NBA. Through the finals, they have you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the app, code VEASAN. New customers bet $5. Get 200 in bonus bets instantly. Code VEASAN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. If you win a game 7 in overtime, you're 16-5 next series since 2003. So that's good news for the Bruins and the Stars. But no one picking the Bruins. Ooh, how things have changed.
Yeah. Little lopsided, man.
23-1.
I mean, what do we do during the football season when a game's on any network? It's on Amazon or ESPN, ABC, NBC, whatever it is, Fox, and they have the panel up there picking games, and it's a 3-point spread. And yet 11 out of 12 people or 10 out of 10 people, whatever network, they're picking the same team. It's like, this is the kiss of death. And more times than not, it turns out that they're dead wrong, right? They go with the obvious play. I can't, the Knicks, again, I do not want to bet the Pacers in this series. This price has gotten out of control. I haven't bet it yet. I might have to before it tips off tonight. 16-0, people are picking the Knicks here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, there is a one person, you don't have one person on ESPN saying, here's why I like the Pacers to win. They're all going New York.
They haven't made a conference final in 24 years. Think about that. And the last time, remember, they beat Boston with Melo, and then they lost to Paul George and the Pacers. And they, I remember that Bob Vulgaris said it was an enormous bet he made based on the New York hype and what happened, and the Pacers took them out no problem. How about some pizza money on Hartenstein and Siakam? Most rebounds in the series, both 15-1.
Hartenstein, I absolutely co-sign on.
Yeah. Hart's 5,000. It could be an injury, foul trouble. I mean, it's like the Brunson thing. 10,000. Most points in the series. Yeah. You never know. Guy could turn an ankle.
Hartenstein could have 14 tonight.
Yes, he could.
Hart might have 7.
I love
And then
this,
you're looking pretty. Where are you seeing 15-1 at? Is that DraftKings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to add that. I'll shop around to these.
It's way too high.
Today where it's available in Las Vegas. Yeah.
That's for him to be that price.
He had a game in the series. I have it in my notes. He was he had 19-12 in one of the games. No, 12-19. He had 12-19 in one game.
Props are great. How about most threes in the series? DiVincenzo's the short favorite.
Okay.
Halliburton's plus 190. Brunson plus 260. Hart's 10-1.
What's Miles Turner?
Yeah, he'd be good. I didn't look at him.
Okay, because Miles Turner
he
again
bombs hit, away, yeah.
And so the other guy who had a huge game against them in the same game, Nesmith hit 7 and Turner hit 6. And 6, he is Turner is not afraid at all.
Oh, they chuck and duck.
Oh, he'll take 10 threes a game if he can.
Yeah.
So I think Miles Turner, crazy number, might be worth a stab. Can anybody outscore Brunson in the series?
It'd have to be an injury.
It has to be. That's the only thing I think that can happen.
Yeah. I mean, what he's doing, going for 40 every game.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Brian Mahoney when he comes on. What is this? Who is – give me something where the guy was a below-average role player and then became the best, one of the best players in the league. This guy's ridiculous.
In any sport?
Yeah. What is it? And he's covered the league in sports for over 30 years. I mean, this is
– I got it.
Do you?
Rich Gannon.
It's not bad.
What do you think of the analogy?
MVP. It's not bad.
Couldn't even start. Won an MVP.
Sean Salisbury couldn't beat out Sean Salisbury in Minnesota. I was there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, MVP.
He was a total journeyman.
That's pretty good.
Right? Was not even a starter for most of his career. Went to Oakland and then won the MVP, took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the guy. I don't know, but this is unreal.
I mean, the guy's playing 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's scoring like 6 points and Carlisle won't even play him. And then the Dallas lets him walk for nothing. He goes,
nothing.
He says, I would have accepted 2 for $40. I would have taken. And then the Knicks give him $100 million. Everyone's laughing at the Knicks. Oh, way too much money. 2 months ago, Becky Hammon on ESPN. Oh, come on, Perk. The Knicks don't have a dude. He's too small. 40-10 every game in the Sixer series.
Paul, he dominates.
Yeah.
He's going to get, he's taking 25-plus shots a game in this series. It's going to happen.
I love this team. It's just, again, they don't have a lottery pick. All these second-round picks in the Villanova thing, and Hart's been all over the place, and DiVincenzo's played with several teams, and the Brunson angle, and Hartenstein was a throw-in, how they grabbed him. OG was a great acquisition, but Randall's hurt, Bogdanovich is hurt, Deuce McBride, who's this guy?
They're my favorite team to watch in any sport, I think, right now. No hyperbole. I love them. So we'll talk to Brian Mahoney up next. He covers the Knicks in the NBA for the AP. We'll ask him about Brunson holding a grudge against his former head coach.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.